This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Oh, look at that. I knew something about a punk band.
Just some old fat drunk dudes jumping up and down.
This tree just planted itself right on top of the cement.
I did watch a YouTube video today.
My dad mashed potatoed
of
Enema
Chris Carrava.
Aaron doesn't know who Chris Carrava is. It's so good. That's great. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Punk Tree and welcome to our second annual Christmas special. Right, Aaron?
Right. That's the second one. It's our second one.
Second time we've joined the Pantheon Christmas special.
And Aaron, you picked the song this year. So why don't you kick us off with just letting us know what it is we're going to be chatting about?
All right. We're going to talk about The War on Christmas is Over If You Buy It. By Anti-Flag. It's a song they put out last Christmas.
And what's the big takeaway for you?
Oh, the big takeaway with me is that they are sort of responding to the American evangelical claims that there is a war on Christmas by the liberals to remove Christmas and Christ from America.
And I noticed there's like a YouTube lyric video. Is that how they released the song? Initially,
I believe so. Yeah,
yeah, and like a lot of that controversy started with Starbucks, and the like Starbucks did red cups instead of having Christmas cups. They just went to red cups,
right?
And I noticed in that lyric video, they're burning a bunch of random shit, like throwing Christmas albums into the trash, throwing an American flag into, or not into the trash, but into a fire pit.
Yeah,
and they threw in some Starbucks cups. I noticed that.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. You see that? Uh-huh.
I missed it.
Jesse, what do you think?
It was definitely a fun punk song. It's more traditional punk than like a lot of the music I listen to. I listen to a lot of more punk adjacent stuff, as our listeners would definitely know. I'm the not as punk of the punk tree guys. But it was definitely a fun traditional punk song to me. Though, my criticism is that it's lazy. I think it's a lazy song. So, like, if you're going to repeat something, like, over and over in a chorus, it's got to hit harder than "This is the War on Christmas, Your Name's Made Our Shit List. Happy New Fear."
Okay. But I think the meat is in the verses, right? Like, when he says, "But not enough of you are buying, so this year you're dying. Merry Christmas, this means war."
That is so threatening.
I don't think you're supposed to take it as an actual threat. I think he's responding to all the crazy people who think that there's an actual war on Christmas and people are trying to remove Christmas from our traditions, which is not really a thing. They're getting riled up about bullshit. When really the actions that these people take are very like antithetical to what Christ really preached. And a lot of it is focused on capitalism and what we get out of things instead of the real meaning or the good in anything. And that's what he's really attacking.
In that case, I can get behind that message for sure. That's definitely a message I can get in line with for sure.
It's also a massage you could get behind, for sure.
Yeah, massages and massages, all the massages, all the massages for sure.
Hey guys, before we go, I think it'd be as we always do. Just like everybody has a drink in their hand, what do you got, Jesse?
Neonista by Fieldwork. They make excellent beers. I think they're around California, but up in the Bay Area primarily.
Cool, Aaron. What do you got?
This is India Pale Whale from Harlan Brewing down here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Such a good brewery. I'm drinking something really spectacular and special for this time of year. I've got a 1.75 liter Kirkland Signature Traditional Holiday Eggnog in my hand.
Oh my gosh. That's a large bottle.
Made with real dairy cream, whiskey, spice rum, brandy, and French vanilla. And our listeners can't see this, but what am I doing, guys?
He's chugging it straight from this enormous bottle.
It's thick. It's real thick.
Oh my goodness. It's real creamy at the bottom there, especially.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Punk Tree. Happy New Year.
Happy New Fear.
Happy other holidays that you might be celebrating with your friends and families. We'll see you. We'll see you later. Be excellent to each other.
Bye, buddy.
Front door, setting fire to the tree, all the presents beneath, and destroying you pagan whores.
Overhead doors are flying, the children will be crying,
try and lock all your doors,
but not enough for you are buying, so this year you're dying.
Merry Christmas, this needs war, this is the war on Christmas, your name's made our shit list, this is the war on Christmas, happy new fear. Jackfruits on our feet as we kick in your front door.
So we sense it's a feeding, still you are believing our savior is white as snow.
There will be no relief in the pain you are feeling. Merry Christmas, this means war. This is the war on Christmas. Your name's made our shit list. This is the war on Christmas. Happy New Fear. This is the war on Christmas. Your name's made our shit list.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.